Planning a wedding can be stressful. There's family, flowers, and food to arrange. But what if you add immigration to the mix? That's what tripped up Joe Sinisi and Lu Shu. He's a U.S. citizen. She's Chinese. They were actually married last October in China, and they plan to celebrate with a big July 4th wedding reception in Denver. Everything's ready except for one thing. Shu won't be there. Her visa hasn't come through. But the wedding will still go on tomorrow. 158 guests will watch in Denver as Joe and Shu recite their vows via a video link. Shu will be on Skype at an internet cafe in Changchun, China. We spoke to Shu on the phone earlier today, and Joe joined us from Denver. Joe says they never expected the visa process to take this long.
All the information out there is it should take about 6 months. So I thought, all right, let's plan our wedding 8 months out. That should be all right. So I filed all the forms early November, and there it sat for about 6 months, and I began to get concerned. And after several inquiries and a lot of sweating it out, Homeland Security did grant their permission to give her an immigrant visa in mid-May. And we're at the point now where all the documents they need are at our U.S. consulate in Guangzhou, and they could call Shu in any day, have a final interview, and give her the visa. Just they have not, despite numerous inquiries.
When did you realize that this wedding was going to happen without Shu?
It came realistic this week, and it was far too late to call off the wedding. So we decided Skype was be a way we'll do our vows, and it's going to be festive. But, of course, you know, there's a definite sadness that the bride is not here.
I guess the only consolation is that Shu could have opted not to show up on her own. Instead, it's some other forces that are working against you.
Certainly better than getting jilted at the altar. At least I'll see her lovely face via Skype.
Nevertheless, it's been incredibly stressful. Shu, how are you coping with all of this?
I don't know. I feel really sad about that because I'm far away from my husband, and I just worried.
So, Joe, you and the 158 guests will be in a Chinese restaurant in Denver. Shu, where will you be in Changchun?
I will be in internet cafe.
And will you have any friends or family next to you while you are exchanging vows with Joe?
No, actually, I will celebrate with my family, but only in the home.
How long are you going to stay on the Skype connection with Joe after the vows?
Maybe another 1 hour, 2 hours. I want to see how they are celebrated and just try to enjoy.
Right. Are you going to get dressed up? Are you going to wear a wedding dress to the internet cafe?
I think I'm not to wear the wedding dress because I feel this is not really like a wedding day for me.
Yeah.
The internet cafes in China are public places where it's usually inhabited by chain-smoking video game players that are there 24 hours a day, so it's not the most romantic location.
Yeah, you don't want to put the wedding dress into mothballs after sitting in a smoky internet cafe for a couple dozen years, do you?
No.
It's 14 hours later than Denver, so
yeah.
It'll be the morning for her. Our Saturday night will be her morning, Sunday morning.
Joe, when will you get to see your wife next, do you know?
That is entirely up to the vicissitudes of the Department of State. It could be next week. It could be Thanksgiving. There's no rhyme or reason, and you're not allowed to ask why. And I'm just one of tens or hundreds of thousands of people. There's a lot of people like Shu and I that are married and for no good reason are just waiting indefinite amounts of time.
Well, we wish you the best of luck tomorrow and in the future, Joe and Shu. Joe Sinisi, Director of Marketing and Sales at Access China Tours in Denver. Lu Shu works for Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. Their ceremonial wedding vows will take place tomorrow via Skype. The best of luck to both of you.
Thank you, Marco.
Thank you very much, and please help us.
Shu, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still there, just waiting for Joe to say bye-bye.
Okay. I'm very sad, but thank you for doing this. Maybe this will help us so we can be together sooner.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, Wanan, go to sleep. I know it's after midnight.
Yeah, bye.
Zaijian.
And you can see photos from Joe and Shu's wedding reception in China at theworld.org.